The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 1 degree and snowing at Concordia's Loyola campus. I'm Mira Hall.
And I'm Malcolm David.
And here are today's headlines.
Montreal's SDM strike is finally over.
Thousands of Montrealers are still without power after a big storm.
And the Montreal Canadiens lose to the LA Kings.
SDM service is back in operation as the province fast-tracks bills forcing employees back to work. Aiden Rayner is in the studio with us with more on the situation. Aiden?
Well, Mira, yes, Montrealers can now get around the city much easier than they have throughout the month of November. The SDM maintenance workers went back to regular hours today in advance of Law 14 being fast-tracked by the provincial government. The law extends the definition of essential worker to those at the STM and limits their right to strike. And earlier today, the National Assembly, Quebec Labor Minister Jean Boulou, tabled the fast-tracked enforcement of Law 14, originally scheduled to take effect on November 30th, but was fast-tracked for the STM strike.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Ce projet de loi devance l'entrée en vigueur de la loi visant à considérer davantage les besoins de la population en cas de grève ou de lockout. Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Two out of the three opposition parties in the National Assembly are in support of the measure, and so that would end the maintenance workers' month-long strike, though the CAC asked the National Assembly to fast-track for this weekend's bus driver and metro operators' union strike from November 15th to the 17th. This one would be similar to the strikes that we saw on November 1st.
Thousands of homes and businesses across Quebec have been left without power after record-breaking snowfall hit yesterday. As of now, around 56,000 homes across the province still don't have power, 800 of them in Montreal. Seven schools are still closed. At its peak yesterday, nearly 400,000 households were left in the dark. Hydro-Quebec says the outages are due to heavy snow on tree branches that hadn't lost their leaves yet. Hundreds of hydro workers are out now restoring power as we speak. Voting has been extended for the CSU by-elections. Voter turnout has been a concern. Sabia Al-Jarrett asked students if they plan to vote and what issues matter to them. Sabia?
Manuela Centeno Morbid is a Concordia student who votes in the CSU election every year. She looks for diversity among the candidates.
As a woman, I want to be represented, but also people that are, you know, international students like me or people that are usually not represented at Concordia.
But since 2019, student voter turnout has dropped by almost 6%. Simon V. Kerr is a second-year Concordia student who didn't vote last year.
Last year, I looked at some of the candidates, but I don't know. It was busy. I forgot.
The by-election fills empty seats on the Student Union's Council of Representatives. There is one seat to be filled by the Arts and Science Federation Associations and another one by the John Molson School of Business this year. Students also vote on referendum questions. This year's questions address fee increases for student organizations and initiatives. Online voting continues through Thursday. For Concordia News Montreal, I'm Sabia Eldrette.
Doctors are continuing to push back against Quebec's controversial Bill 2. Brendan Schwartz spoke with a neurologist who has voiced his frustrations on the impact of the bill. Brendan?
Malcolm, I spoke with Dr. Nathan Friedman, who only has been practicing as a neurologist for 1 month. He is already sounding the alarm over the Quebec government's newly tabled Bill 2. He's not happy about salaries being tied to patient targets.
If people have a pay cut that they weren't anticipating and they were planning their lives around a certain salary and certain working conditions, then I do think people are motivated to leave.
The College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario says over the past 3 weeks, more than 260 Quebec doctors have already applied to practice in Ontario. Dr. Friedman is urging the Quebec government to put out clear regulations so healthcare workers know exactly what to expect with the new bill.
I think part of what's so upsetting is that there's not a very clear published exact plan for all the physicians and all the specialists to know exactly what will happen come January or April.
Friedman is hoping the government will scrap Bill 2 and work with physicians to better understand how to fix the healthcare system. Malcolm?
That was Concordia News reporter Brendan Schwartz.
Prime Minister Mark Carney is set to announce the next phase of his so-called nation-building project tomorrow. Last month's federal budget confirmed billions of dollars towards major projects to boost the economy. There are reports Quebec could see the expansion of a major graphite mine. Other reported projects include a floating pipeline transporting natural gas in BC and a $6 million hydro project in Iqaluit. Approving such big project items was done quickly because of Bill C-5, which gives the federal government sweeping powers to approve national projects.
The U.S. House of Representatives is holding a vote today to end the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. Democrats and Republicans have been at a standstill for a record 42 days over the passing of a government spending plan. The U.S. Senate approved the funding package on Monday in a 60-40 vote. If the House approves the bill, U.S. President Donald Trump's signing will be the only step left to end the shutdown. The new funding deal would guarantee back pay for the millions of federal workers who have been working unpaid. It would also reverse the layoffs of thousands of government workers. The House will meet this afternoon to debate on the funding package before voting to pass it into law at 4 p.m.
Concordia University's Epic Used Book Fair is back. The two-day fair is selling used books to raise funds for the university. Cassie Perry reports live from downtown.
Mira, I am downtown in the atrium of the J.W. McConnell building, and I just spoke to Luke Quinn, who is the co-organizer of the Youth Book Fair, and he told me that the book fair is for students that, need assistance for books and supplies, as well as the proceeds go to student scholarships and also to the Student Emergency Food Fund. And I also spoke to a Concordia student, Claire Lemaire-Hume, who said that she is trying to get back into physical book reading.
I'm definitely trying to read more and more. So I'm a designer, but I'm also the founder of an art magazine, and I'm just an artist in general. So I'm trying to like move away from inspiration found in the digital landscape.
The event is on until today at 5 p.m. Make sure to bring your toonie and a reusable bag. Mira?
And that was Cassie Perry live from downtown.
The Montreal Canadiens suffered a brutal 5-1 loss against the LA Kings last night at the Bell Centre. This marks the Canadiens' fourth defeat of the season and what some fans are calling their worst performance so far. The Habs started the game strong with a goal from Josh Anderson in the first period before their lead crumbled. The Kings went on a rampage in the second period, scoring 3 goals in 5 minutes, led by former Habs players Joel Edmondson and Joel Armia. The Canadiens have now lost 9 straight games to the Kings, extending a streak that dates back to the 2021-2022 season. The Habs remain at the top of the Atlantic Division and are hoping to bounce back at 7 p.m. tomorrow night at the Bell Centre against the Dallas Stars. It's currently 1 degree and snowing at Concordia's Loyola campus. Montrealers can expect approximately 2 centimeters of new snow today, mixed with periods of rain. Light snow and rain will continue through tomorrow, with skies clearing by Friday and Saturday. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Malcolm David.
And I'm Mira Howell.